The language of skateboarding is colorful. Some of the more interesting names for tricks include the fakie 360 flip, the roast beef, and the jealous husband. The McTwist still awes crowds, perplexes even the best pro skaters, and occasionally sends them to the hospital. Reporter Andrew Norton recently met with some skateboard luminaries who told of McTwist's humble origins.
Skateboard shop proprietor, a family man. I'm married. I have three children. I'm Mike McGill. What gave me a good feeling recently is when Shaun White was interviewed by NBC, and they said, one of the reporters, you know, they don't know what they're talking about or whatever. Oh, what's this double corkscrew you're doing? He corrected them and said, well, it actually is a double McTwist. And I was just very stoked that Shaun was that had my back for that. You know, it makes you feel good when people remember what you do.
Mike was just this unassuming, really kind of a blue-collar, hard-working skate guy. Not the most technically gifted, talented skater, but somebody who really was going to do whatever he needed to do to become a good skater.
I'm Sean Mortimer, and I write about skateboarding.
Nobody expected him to sort of push the limits, especially in a way that other people couldn't keep up. I mean, you know what the McTwist is? It's the one skateboard trick that people who don't know anything about skating, when you see someone do it, they're like, oh. You're going into this sort of great unknown where you go up, you have to flip, you're totally blind. You don't know if you're going to hang up, if you're going to slide. You don't even know if you can fall correctly. That's, I think, the scariest part. You can get destroyed like few things in skating can destroy you.
A frontside rock and roll, difficult maneuver, a lot of timing is involved there.
I saw this roller skater, Fred Blood. I saw him in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he was just like spinning around on his roller skates.
And you're looking at Freddie Blood, the guy that wrote the book on bull riding.
Roller skaters were pretty nerdy too. And I seen him do like little 540 spins.
A 540, look at the height on that one. He's cooking.
But I was kind of bummed out. Like, I'm like, man, why can't we do that, you know, with our skateboard? You know, it's a whole nother dimension. Man, I got to figure this out. Of course, I knew, you know, something like that was just, it wasn't like any other trick. So I know it would be definitely a game changer.
It was just like, okay, he went on the ramp. And then when he landed that trick, it was a whole different era. And everyone freaked out. I mean, it was, and Transworld, for instance, just took that, a picture from that on their magazine, just simply put the trick. They didn't even explain what it was. They just showed him up in the air, upside down. It brought a different sort of aggressive and level to skating, and it sort of definitely opened up a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, I'm Michael Burnett, and I'm a skateboard photographer. I work for Thrasher magazine. It's almost like a front flip, but it's actually a 540-degree rotation. It was the ultimate trick you could do. Like, just let me do a McTwist. Did you do the McTwist? Are you in the club, the McTwist club? That's how it was.
When McTwist was first invented, my whole focus on skateboarding was to learn new tricks. And that was it. That was what I prided myself on, was that I'm going to learn the newest trick, so I'm going to take this further and do this. And then suddenly there's this trick, you know, this glaring omission in my arsenal that was like, I've never even tried that. My name is Tony Hawk, and I'm a professional skateboarder.
He said he literally would be in class, and he would look down and notice that he'd written, like, McTwist or some, like, it was so burned into his head subliminally. And he would go to the park after school and just try.
I would obsess over it, probably for about 3 or 4 months. When I finally made it, it was super ugly. I barely landed it. I was like, my butt was touching my skateboard on the way down. The most difficult part about learning the trick is trusting in your instincts, and there is a moment where you cannot see anything in terms of where you're supposed to be landing. So it is all in the feeling of it. You know, I hate to use the cheesy expression, but it is like using the force.
It's totally rejuvenated Mike again. I mean, he's skating like he's never skated again. At the last ProTec pool contest, there was a Masters division, which is all old guys. And you could just see it was like 1984 again. And when he did that McTwist, there was such a feeling of, I mean, it's a skate contest. People have favorites. People don't like certain people. But there was such a feeling of sort of warmth. Like, people were so happy for Mike for blasting. And, you know, it was an awesome McTwist. And, I mean, guys who do it all the time were on their feet. Tony, I was sitting inside. I mean, they were all jumping up and down.
McTwist, people still identify with Mike McGill.
Andrew Norton is a skateboard photographer and independent radio producer from Toronto. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Dana Haddock. We had help this week from Paul Vikas and from David Alvarez at KUT in Austin. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, please visit onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Winnipeg restaurateur Tony Sawicki, who offers a Winnipeg weather forecast.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, a lockout will do that to you. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
How about that Jephead air, too, huh?
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.